I asked the hitchhiker, "How do you get to heaven from here?" as if I were asking for directions. He was puzzled for a moment by such a question, but he answered, "Go to church and pay your tithes." Many years ago in a college classroom, the sociology teacher asked the question, "How do you get to heaven?" There were two basic answers from an estimated class of 30 with over 90% confessing Christianity. One, go to church regularly and obey the Ten Commandments. And two, you don't need to go to church. Live a good life and don't hurt anyone. What is your answer? How do you get to heaven from here? Formulate an answer in your mind now. The hitchhiker answered, go to church and pay your tithes. The sociology teacher sided with answer number one, go to church regularly and obey the Ten Commandments. What is your answer? After the sociology class had voted, with me abstaining, I raised my hand and asked the teacher if he would accept Jesus Christ as an authority on how to get to heaven. The teacher responded in the affirmative. I explained that both answers given by the class were incorrect, and that the King of Glory, in a conversation with the Jewish leader Nicodemus, said the following in John 3:3, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Born again means born a second time, but this time of the Spirit of God. It is a real calendar, life-changing event. Have you been born again? Would you like to have all your sin and shame expunged from your record as though you were never guilty? Would you like to make your peace with God? God said, man said, has good news for you. Today is your day of salvation. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, Titus 1, verse 15, unto the pure, all things are pure. But unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their mind and conscience is defiled. God said, Acts 24:16, and herein do I exercise myself, to have always a conscience void of offense toward God and toward men. God said, Hebrews 9:11-14, but Christ, being come and high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of an heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctified to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? God said, Hebrews 10:1-2, for the law, having a shadow of good things to come and not the very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually make the comers thereunto perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered. Because that the worshippers, once purged, should have had no more conscience of sins. Man said the real followers of Christ are dinosaurs, flat earthers, out of touch with reality. They have no part in the world of science and academic illumination. Now the record. You can be confident of this one thing. You will never be ashamed to have trusted in the Word of God. Let your faith abound. This is God Said, Man Said, feature 582. That will once again prove the full and exciting inerrancy of the Word of God. All of these features are archived on this site in text and streaming audio. Every Thursday evening, God willing, they grow by one. May our God's face shine upon you with light and truth. Welcome to God Said, Man Said. A reoccurring theme on these digital pages is that when science arrives at its newest and most sophisticated discoveries, it is red-faced, or should be red-faced, to find that the Word of God, which has consistently been maligned by carnaldom, and which was written thousands of years prior, is already there. If you're looking for the truth, you have arrived. This feature will once again prove that God is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Have you ever heard of the relatively new term, biomimicry? Biomimicry refers to science's attempt to copy the biology of creation in its efforts to develop useful tools for life. Biomimicry can be seen from the airplane to computers and before and beyond. In the realm of the mind, science is attempting to devise an eraser to remove bad and traumatic memories. Part of the dilemma is, if science can erase the memory of the burned fingers that resulted from touching a hot pot, will I have to relive the damage at another time? God Said, Man Said addressed research concerning the subject of erasing memory several years ago. Psychology Today, in its March-April 2012 issue, under the heading Wiping the Slate, is updating scientific progress. Several excerpts from that feature follow. We are all troubled by certain memories, a schoolyard bully, a heart-wrenching breakup, the loss of a loved one. But if you could forget parts of your past, would you really want to? What would that mean for who you are? Such questions are the stuff of science fiction, but not for long. In the last few years, there has been a huge body of work on the neural mechanisms of fear memories, writes University of Michigan neuroscientist Stephen Marin in a recent review in Neutron. There is now considerable evidence that they can be erased. Scientists have already developed drugs that can delete memories in rats, but figuring out how to target them is the holy grail, says Marson. We don't want to just erase the day in your life when this thing happened. Even taking the emotional sting out of traumatic memories has its risks. Remorse keeps behavior in check. Without it, people could do terrible things without any fear of crippling regret. And the pain of violence is part of what motivates victims to prosecute assailants. End of quote. Science is searching for the answers, but will only find that God's word is already there with the solution. How miraculous and marvelous that God, via the born-again transformation, has removed the bad effects, guilt, shame, and trauma of bad memories, without destroying the education of the memory. For example, the stove is hot, don't touch it. At the point of being born again, an entire spiritual, mental, and physical transformation begins at light speed and continues until we see Jesus face to face, at which time we will be perfected. Concerning our salvation, 2 Corinthians 5:17 reads, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." When one is born again, God erases the guilt and the shame, even the ownership, without losing the educational benefit. Consider these verses, Jeremiah 31:33-34. "But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more." Psalms 103:10-12. "He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us." Micah 7:19. "He will turn again. He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities, and thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea." The mind of a believer is continually being renewed in the likeness of Jesus Christ. God purges the conscience of the bad effects of our past without destroying the benefit of the education. He wipes the slate clean of all that would damage the joy and peace of one's salvation. Science is seeking the remedy, but will only find that God is already there. God said, Titus 1:15, "Unto the pure all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their mind and conscience is defiled." God said, Acts 24:16, "And herein do I exercise myself, to have always a conscience void of offense toward God and toward men." God said, Hebrews 9:11-14, "But Christ, being come in high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of an heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctify to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? God said, Hebrews 10:1-2, for the law, having a shadow of good things to come and not the very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually make the comers thereunto perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered, because that the worshippers, once purged, should have had no more conscience of sins. Man said, the real followers of Christ are dinosaurs, flat earthers, out of touch with reality. They have no part in the world of science and academic illumination. Now you have the record.